door today.
Yellow.
Someone be knocking on our door.
Somebody be knocking. How's it going, Chelsea?
Hi.
What are you guys doing? We're recording the podcast.
Good morrow from Romeo and Juliet's dorm room. My name is Riley.
And my name is Julie.
And this is the start of episode 3 of our podcast.
Wow. That's crazy.
We're here.
Dude, no, you know what's crazy that I was thinking about it? I was like, Jesus Christ, we have to record the podcast today.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, not because like I didn't want to, but because it's like, dude, we literally just got done recording the last
one. Yeah.
Like, it seems insane.
Well, it's just because, like, it's been a big focus as to what we need to do with it. I think it's just because it's the beginning, but
yeah.
Once we get in the flow of things, it should be fine.
For sure. Especially, I don't know, like, it's going to be crazy when we're like, dude, this is our 12th episode. You know, it's going to be weird just knowing that we've done many of these.
Get in the flow, dude.
Get in the flow.
No, you need to get in the flow.
I need to get in the flow. Sorry.
Get in the flow. No, like, I'm saying.
It's okay. It's okay.
No. You look tense.
Do I really?
Yeah, I said just this slouching. Last time, and you still look tense.
Dude, I will fart right now.
He farted.
Oh, God.
But anyway,
please cut that out, Jolo.
Talking points for this week. Well, what did we do this week? Well, let's talk about what we did this week.
This was a crazy week. Me and Riley were trying to figure out what we did, and we just could not remember anything for the life of us.
Yeah, I know, like, key things, like, Thursday night, so, like, right after we
finished recording the podcast,
we went out of a room, and somebody was just got done, like,
playing
Clue.
No, she was playing Battleship.
I don't remember. She was playing Battleship for sure. I don't remember exactly what she was doing, but she came to our door, was hanging out, you know, like people do after they play Battleship.
Uh-huh.
But we were like, okay, we're worried about her. She probably has been playing Battleship for a long time and might need some water. So we just took our Brita and we were like, okay, let's go. We're going to go get you some water. But when we were going around the corner to go fill it up at the water fountain, the water bottle fountain drinker thing, we went around the corner and then she just got yelled at. I don't exactly remember what she said. What did she say?
She was like, get the fuck out of here. We don't fucking need you guys. And we literally were just standing there with the Brita and we were like, this is a fucking hallway, bro.
Yeah.
We can walk in a hallway, can we not?
Yeah, so picture the hallway. Like, okay, so me and Jola walking side by side. He has the bird in hand. I'm just right behind him, you know, like we do. We turn the corner and we just see, like 5 girls out in the hallway.
Just, like,
all mad at each other.
They all have been playing Battleship.
Yeah, and then just, like, one turns to us and just says what Jola said. I can't say it because it's inappropriate.
She basically is like, get the fuck out of here. And so we have to turn around with our Brita.
Go back to our room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we later were filled in on what happened and why everybody was so angry at each other. But, man.
Lots of drama on our floor.
Lots of drama on Mickelson 3rd floor.
True.
But that's what happened, like, right after we recorded the last
podcast. Yeah. We literally were big chillin' and then we got yelled at.
Mm-hmm. Friday. Don't remember much of Friday. I mean, I could always do... I'll do the update on the girl later.
Oh, yeah, from the last podcast.
Yeah. Friday, not much at night, even though it's like Friday night. I don't think we did anything too crazy.
No.
I think we tried to do something crazy, but it didn't end up being crazy.
It was just like chilling.
People would come in, say hi, but just a general night.
Yeah.
Saturday, most of the day I finished you. Because it was
spent the entire day finishing
I spent the entire day. I mean, we may have gone out to dinner. Was that the night I was crazy?
Huh?
What night was I like super hype? What was the night you took the Chick-fil-A pictures?
Oh, here, give me one second. Yeah, you were hype all fucking night.
That might have been Saturday.
I don't know, but you're fucking booling. I think that was the night I hung out. That was Friday.
That was
Friday night. Jesus Christ. We are all out of loop with everything, honestly.
So what happened Friday night then?
I don't know, man.
So Friday... Well, what did I do? We were super hyped. Okay, that's a good picture. But
Riley sleeps with his hand on the wall all the time. I woke up this morning and I saw the hand on the wall.
Did you see me this morning?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just
comfy, man.
And plus, my arm's long, so when I lay on my arm, I gotta go somewhere.
Yeah.
Up, it either goes down, but then I don't like to stick my hand in cracks that I don't know what's in them. Yeah. So Friday night, I was trying to finish You, because I was just trying to grind through it. So I watched a lot of You. Jola was like, yeah, you should probably leave the dorm.
We've been in the dorm all day.
Yeah. Well, so we went and got some Chick-fil-A. And I was just off the wall crazy, because I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. It's like I was on my own type of drug, you know, like energy.
But I definitely think that was the night I went downstairs and like you went and got cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
No. Rarely got cookies.
When I was super high, that's not when I was super, that was Saturday night.
You sure?
Yep, because Friday night we went downstairs, we hung out with all the same four theater people, plus the two additional ones. That was a horror movie night. That was
Friday night.
Yeah, horror movie night. So that was a night outside. So we went down there. I went back up, hung out with Danielle and Chelsea in their room while you were hanging out with them for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they weren't doing anything too crazy, just maybe playing Clue and watching the horror movies. But yeah, that was about it. But that was the night where I was like off the walls, dude. I don't know what happened. I just did an adrenaline rush, I guess.
No, it's because you were trying to act like Joe from You. It's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Because you were like, imagine you and me, we're on a date and some shit like
but
that.
But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I, like, right now I couldn't do that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. You were a different type of man at that point. Anyways, okay. And then Saturday, you ended up finishing You.
Yep, I finished You during the day.
Yeah.
And then that night, we were talking. What happened?
I don't know what happened
we
that
just
night.
We just said it.
This whole podcast is just us trying to figure out what we fucking did through the week.
Great. Does this picture tell you anything? That was cookie night. That's what we did. Cookie night.
That was cookie night.
Yeah. Friday night, I did not. After I left, I did not go make cookies. I just hung out with them. But
gotcha.
Yeah. So when Jolo was like, I'm going to go hang out with Austin.
Oh. Did I hang out with Austin that night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I hung out with Austin.
Austin Lammers, shout out to you if you're mm-hmm. listening. Probably not.
Probably not.
But
yeah, I hung out with Austin.
Adriana as well. Adriana Lammers, if you're listening, shout out to
you. Shout out to you.
Thanks for eventually getting our YouTube stuff done. That's going to be great when it's done.
Uh-huh. And also shout out to Allie for doing the artwork on
we
Spotify.
We shouted her out last time, but again, we can do another
shout out.
Pretty good. I don't know what it is with USD and Battleship competitions, but it just seems like everybody's doing them around
it's
campus.
It's literally everywhere, man.
It's like you can't avoid it. It's like everybody's talking about Battleship. It's like when you're in high school, you mean you occasionally hear about people talking about Battleship, but it's not like super well talked about game.
There's a designated day for Battleship on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
It's called like Drown.
But I don't know. Because the ships drown, I guess.
Yeah.
But
no, but Austin's was fun though.
Yeah.
That was Austin. When I went to Austin's, that's when we figured out that we wanted to do so I'm in this entertainment thing called Face to Face for Student Body, and it's pretty fun. We don't even release stuff until next month, but that was the night we figured everything out.
You're getting it rolling. You're actually participating in an activity here now.
I know.
Which
it's
is
weird.
Crazy.
Crazy. Oh. You know what's so sad? You want to tell them about the chess club?
So when I went here, I had one goal. To join chess club.
Join chess club.
That's because in fourth and fifth grade in elementary school, I was in chess club. And ever since then, first day of school, you'd tell a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact.
That was the fun fact I'd always tell. I was in chess club, and I'm like, I'm going to bring it back.
And now
they don't have a chess club here.
They don't got a chess club at
USD. They don't have a chess club.
Riley was really considering on actually just making his own. That would be cooler to be like, I started my own chess club.
I started chess club at USD.
Dude, you're going to pioneer chess club here.
I might.
You might have to. That's the thing you'll go to history for.
Great time to drop our email, rjdormroom@gmail.com. Send us any questions, comments, concerns, or just any suggestions for us to do. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, if I get enough people telling me I have to start a chess club, I'll start a chess club.
True. So
if you want me to start a chess club, send us an email.
Just send us an email. It doesn't even have... We don't care who you are.
Just give us anything.
Yeah, just like, if you really want us to start a chess club at USD, and you can make an anonymous email.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still start it, man.
Mm-hmm. Again, the email, rjdormroom. The letter R, the letter J, dormroom, @gmail.com. But that was... They don't have a chess club, whatever... Big deal, but yeah, you're in an activity, which is awesome, and it's gonna be like broadcast in the cafeteria, right? Muck.
I don't think so. It's literally just gonna be like Twitter online. And YouTube.
online.
Not a lot of people watch it, but still, it's something to be a part of.
It's good. Talk good about it.
Yeah, I do, but it's not like...
It was super, super big.
Yeah.
Like the Volant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Saturday.
I
was making cookies.
Uh-huh.
I went out and got cookies at Hy-Vee, and I was like, I'm just going to bake cookies in the stove because I want some cookies. So I just went out with some of the floor mates, Danielle, Chelsea, and then Carol. We all went out and got cookie stuff, came back, made some cookies. People had cookies, whatever. We met the other guys we met more guys on our floor.
Oh, yeah. I finally met Grant for the first time. Yeah, there's this guy on our floor. He's a super... His room is always like a party room. It's always... I don't know if it's a party room or he just loves listening to music, but it's super loud all the time. Mm-hmm. And we always thought poorly of them. And then I finally met him and his roommate. And they're actually really fucking nice. Yeah. They're so nice.
Yeah, it's... Well, I'm glad we met him, and that's... They told me to make the mac and cheese, so... nah. It's like... But I would have. But it's like... They were in their head anyway, because, you know, Battleship takes a lot out of somebody. But I held nothing against them.
Yeah, they're so nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. So shout out to Grant if you're listening. Again, true. Probably not. But we're right down the hall, so why not?
Why not, baby girl? Sorry.
That's fine. He'll like it.
Yeah. On Sunday, my friends from STSU came down. That was fun. We had a little bit of a party in my room. Played a few games. It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Shout out to Maddie and Haley.
Maddie and Haley, if you're listening, shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Do they listen?
I don't know.
Okay. That was the night I stayed up till 3 a.m. So Monday, it was no school, MLK day.
Oh, and then we slept in. Just chilled out.
Yeah, and then chilled out. All we did that night was go to McDonald's, hang out with the crew.
We worked out.
We did work out just because we didn't want to. We worked out at night, but we didn't want to wake up early and work out.
Exactly.
But yeah, it was just chilling. We went to McDonald's with Danielle, Maya, Chelsea, Carol, the crew. I don't think Chelsea was there. Was she there?
No.
Talked about the drama on the floor with Britta Screamer.
What's her name, Britta Screamer?
That was Sunday. No, that was Monday. And then Tuesday. I do sort of remember what happened Tuesday. Door pong happened that night. That's the day I broke my glasses.
Oh, yeah. Riley broke his glasses.
I broke my glasses.
On Tuesday?
That's when I got new glasses. I broke my glasses Monday
night
at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke my glasses Monday night at the gym.
And then Tuesday we got new ones.
Because, you know, I go hard. Yeah. And then Tuesday we got new glasses, like he said. And then we also watched The Bachelor that night.
Oh, yes. We had people come over for The Bachelor, which is absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. If you guys are catching up with The Bachelor,
it's pretty good.
It's so good. My favorites so far.
Spoiler warning.
My favorites are for sure Madison. I like Victoria P now because this episode kind of changed my perspective on her. And I also like Kelly and McKenna.
I'm a big fan of, again, Madison. I think everybody's a big fan of Madison.
Seriously, she's going to win.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, future Jolo. Madison's gonna win, and if she loses,
sorry,
I didn't know where I was going with that one.
That's fine. And my second favorite is probably Victoria P, but that's just because McKenna's my second favorite. I like McKenna.
You like McKenna a lot, dude. She almost got kicked off last episode. That was close.
That was just for the drama, though. And then Victoria F is my last one, just because I think she has a lot of potential.
Victoria F.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Dry sense of humor. We had a lot of people over that night. Nothing too crazy happened after that.
Oh, we watched Newsies on Monday with Adriana.
Yeah, that's something we did on Monday. So Monday we also watched Newsies with Adriana.
It was her first time watching it.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
I think she enjoyed it.
So good.
We just big chilled.
Me and Riley were getting in the feels. We're like, boom!
People were playing with balls out in the hallway.
Yeah, they're pissing me off. There are people in our hallway that play balls and they always hit the door right next to our door.
By playing balls, all they do is throw a bouncing ball down
the hallway. Like, are we fucking 12? Sorry.
But that was about it.
Yeah. And then yesterday, Wednesday, I had no classes and I don't think I did anything.
Nothing all day.
I got the face-to-face stuff done with Austin. And then literally came back, edited a video, and me and Riley watched Hitch, which, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is such a good movie.
Hitch, starring Will Smith and Kevin James. It's mm-hmm. on Netflix.
It is.
You want to watch it?
You definitely should give it a watch, like, actually.
Yeah, I showed him it because I really liked it, and I haven't seen it in a while, and I'm like, it still holds up today. It's just, it's such a good movie, and he's like, it's so smooth. It makes you feel so good about love in general.
Yeah, and especially because Riley needs it.
Because I'm down in the dumps.
Riley's down in the dumps.
But we'll talk about that later.
Riley's really trying to pursue a girl right now. I don't know,
we're done.
Wait, update us on the mystery girl from last podcast. Okay, mystery girl,
I mean, you said her name in the podcast if people are listening. Her name's Jenna.
Jenna, if you're listening to this, shout out Jenna.
Friday she was there. We talked, you know, we actually talked a lot because in the interpersonal communication class we have together, we were forced to be in a group and ask each other questions about ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't know anything about me, and I had to ask her, what do you think my favorite music is, or something like that. And then the questions just kept getting more deep. But, yeah, it was good, except I figured out that she lives in Sioux Falls, which is already really hard to connect with somebody that lives kind of far away.
45 minutes away, yeah.
Kind of far away in college, just to, like, as a starting relationship. And then it's also that she works most of the time. She works at Best Buy. Shout out to Best Buy.
But like,
sponsor us.
Why get in a relationship with someone that lives 45 minutes away when you can get into a relationship with like someone literally lives on your campus?
So, I mean, options still open. I'll still be super nice, and because she's a really cool girl.
Right.
But that's what happened with that. Sorry that it was hyped up so much last time. I mean, life happens. But college moves quick.
College does move quick.
But, you know, and then after that, it's just been a constant, like, this whole entire weekend and this beginning of this week especially, it's been a constant struggle whether or not I should get Tinder.
Except for last night.
Last night? I downloaded it.
Well, that's because we played a super, super, super intense game of Battleship. Literally, yeah. We both had our two hits?
Our two hits, yeah.
And left. We, like, got it down to the wire. Like, we filled up the entire board.
We ran out of white tacks.
Uh-huh. And so we made bets, and if I won, Riley had to get a Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
If Riley won, then I can't say my name for the next 3 days or how.
Or whatever 3 days I tell him. He just can't say his name, like Jolo, Joseph Lewis, or Joseph, or anything to do with his name.
Which sucks. But anyways, Riley still downloaded the Tinder.
Yeah, even though I won, and he just can't say his name for 3 days, whatever 3 days I pick, I still was like, it's so on the fence about it. I was like, fine, I'll get Tinder. That's how people meet in today's world. And it's just not going very well for me right now. It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, because you swiped through everyone on Tinder last night, right?
Well, I went through everybody. I didn't, like, swipe left on everybody. But yeah, I went through everybody just to, like, get it done with. To see how many, a good possibility that I'd get a match in the morning. I didn't get a match in the morning, but.
Yeah, and then he deleted Tinder.
Yeah, I'll re-download it. I re-downloaded it, still no matches.
Really?
Yeah, still no matches.
Okay, well.
Kind of giving up on the world.
You shouldn't give up on the world because me and Riley were in a psychology class today.
Hold up. Let me finish my opinion on Tinder.
Okay.
So as of now, I'm just going to delete Tinder because of what happened today.
You shouldn't delete it.
Because now I have Tinder. The confidence to actually talk to people in real life.
Guys, no, he shouldn't delete Tinder.
I'm not going to delete
Tinder. There's so many opportunities.
I'm going to delete Tinder.
Don't delete Tinder.
I'm going to delete Tinder. You can find people outside is what I've realized as of what happened today. Like what happened not even 2 hours ago. But what happened in psychology class today.
But what's wrong with having Tinder?
Just because I don't like it. It makes my confidence down.
Why?
Especially because I haven't gotten a match in 12 hours.
It usually over takes 12 a while. Hours.
I'm deleting Tinder as an official thing. End of story.
You're never going to re-download it?
Never going to re-download it. Because there's so many other possibilities for me on campus. I mean, one lives right upstairs.
Oh, bro, that was a little much.
I can always cut it out. We'll see.
I'm editing this one, motherfucker.
She doesn't listen.
Tell us about the story in our psych class.
Okay, so how I got to it was today in my intro to logic class, I was still like down in the dumps about not getting a match on Tinder. And I was like, well, fine, I had to go to class anyway. So I went to class and I was like, I saw this cute girl and I'm like, God dang it. It's literally, you got to think about what are the pros and cons of actually going up saying, hi, my name is Riley. I think you're really cute. Can I get your number? The only con that I could really see as a downside is she says no, and that's it. Just saying no. And I'm like, okay, that's not that bad, but you still, your heart is pounding the whole entire time. Because as a person who's never gone up to a girl and done that, I've normally just gotten down all my relationships and talking to people just by being in proximity with them.
Oh.
And then becoming friends with me.
Gotcha.
I don't go out on a limb and just ask somebody unless I know, you know?
Which isn't the way to go.
Which isn't the way to go, which is why this it was really hard for me, because this is a new, completely new space. I didn't end up talking to the girl in Intro to Logic, but later in Psychology, I felt bad about not talking to the girl in Logic. I felt bad for the fact that I haven't had a single Tinder match yet. Jolo and I walked in there, and we were going to sit down. He was joking, because we were talking about it on the way, of whether it, how easy it is to talk to somebody. And so he went to the row. Why'd you go to that row?
I went to that row because I saw a girl and I was like, I want to make Riley sit next to her. So I was like, okay, Riley, after you. And I made you go first so that you can sit by her.
In front of like all these people, so we had to like go through these rows.
Yeah, we had to go through like three like, people.
Scoot your butts in front of them.
But
anyway, so we got to the middle of the row. I sat a chair away from the new mystery girl.
I almost made you. I was like, come on.
Right next to her.
Yeah, I was like, come on, just like one more.
I stopped him at that point. Though,
yeah.
I was like, this is just going to be awkward, and I don't want to start with an awkward interaction. But okay, so in the class, because I didn't say anything right off the bat. In the class, I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, I really would like to, but she seems kind of out of my league right now. I mean, she's really out of my league. And I was like, okay. I need to figure out a way to ask her that is would be casual enough that it doesn't seem like I'm just straight up during class. Hey, you're cute. I'm going to get your number, you know? So I was like, okay, let's just, I see she's taking pictures of the board because you can't write down the notes fast enough and neither can I. So I was like, I leaned over to her and I'm like, with my contact, my new contact stuff
you
out.
You had it all ready to go. You were so ready to get her number.
And I was like, hey, can you just type in your number and send me the pictures you're taking? And she was like, yeah, sure. And that was it.
You basically made her be like, she can't say no.
Yes, give me your number right now. But yeah, so then after class I was like,
I was so pumped. I saw you like lean over to her and I saw your phone for a split second and I saw her name in the phone and I was like, dude, yeah. Could give you a little subtle fist pump.
But no, I was, it doesn't sound super like crazy right now, like shaking your hands crazy, but like I was like insane, like my heart was pounding super hard after I did that. I could not feel anything. I couldn't focus, but I did. I ended up just. And then after class, yeah, we just did the general talk. I was like, yeah, it's taking notes in this class is pretty hard because you had to speed write them down, so taking pictures is easier, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then I'm like, okay, I'll just shoot you a text really quick so you can have my number as well. And then she was like, okay. And then she just kind of went off, so.
And then she rejected Riley.
She didn't reject me.
No, she didn't. We tried making plans. We, as in Riley, but, like, we both kind of, like, texted her trying to.
He's definitely been my wingman in this situation.
Yeah.
But, so I texted her. I was like, hey, this is Riley, by the way, yada, yada, yada. As, like, the text when she was there, I did it in front of her. And then after that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna cut the crap with you really quick. Kind of think you're cute. And I just wanted to talk to you outside of that psychology class. And then I was like, and I also knew the notes. And then she was like, that's really slick. I didn't think of that. And she was like, I'm sorry I ran off, got hungry, whatever. So now I'm trying to just work it out. I'm trying to see if I can get with her, you know? That sounds wrong.
Yep.
I mean, like, you know, I'm trying to see if I can get her to dinner and get to know her. That's what I'm trying to get at.
But that was today.
But that was really soon. And I'm just, it's hard playing. It's like chess. It's like chess. This a chess club I'm gonna start?
This is the chess club. Just like love in general, fucking game of chess.
Yes. So, but now that's given me so much confidence to not need Tinder. If I can go up to her or just talk to her in general and it go semi well, then I can do it with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it with her because she was out of my league, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to straight up just go up to anybody.
Yeah, it's like in Hitch, this is a spoiler if you haven't watched the movie, but a very nerdy man gets with the very popular woman because of his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. Anyways, enough about love. We talk about love all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to... So, our first podcast, we talked about who is most likely to in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're going to kind of try to reflect on who did what and see where we're at.
Yeah.
And so, first one was who is most likely to be the messiest.
Yeah, I don't, it's you.
Did we say me?
No, we did say you, and yeah, it is you.
It is me. I think, I mean, I definitely am the messiest, but I'm not, like, too messy, am
no,
I?
No, you're not bad. It's just, you know.
I'm not as messy as... The dirty, you're not as messy as me.
The dirty dishes.
Yeah, it's that's hard it, to get out of the dorm and then, just wash
and
it.
And then occasionally when I wake up... But you said this in the first one, too. It's like you leave clothes, you know, just, like, in one spot.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing that as much.
No, it's you're fine.
Which is great for me.
I that's feel, personally it.
Yeah, just the dirty dishes.
Uh-huh.
Who's most likely to reach their breaking point? What did we define that as?
Like, get up and straight up leave.
Oh.
Straight up leave college.
We definitely have not even come close to that, I don't think.
Or, no, that's not what we did. It was just like, who's, yeah, breaking point, leave college.
Yeah. But I think we're both pretty content with everything.
And that's what we said. We said, if anything, it'd be you, but since we have each other, it's not going to be.
Yeah. Cry in college first. We said it was going to be you.
Yeah. And I haven't cried yet.
I've cried.
You've cried?
Yeah.
When? Are you kidding?
No, I swear to God, me and Adriana were watching Endgame the last...
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, the last...
You forced yourself to cry,
no,
really.
I didn't. I watched Endgame, did not think it was going to hit me in the motherfucking feels.
But it did. And it always tears. Does.
No, doesn't it matter. Hasn't. It's never actually made me cry.
You've watched for Endgame some before, reason, right, though?
Yeah, that was like my third time watching the end scene, because I love the end scene.
Did it just kind of hit you?
It just hit me hard. I don't
was
know,
it when,
man.
When Tony Stark died, or like what?
Yeah, it was when Tony Stark died.
Mm-hmm. That's when most people would have cried.
But, like, that wasn't even the part that got me. It was, like, when Spider-Man was like, Mr. Stark!
Well, yeah, he still died, though. It was the act of him dying that really caused the sadness.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, what you got?
Most likely to sleep the most.
It's definitely... we said it was definitely you, and I said it was a dumb question then, and I say it's a dumb question now.
Yeah, I took, like, a 3-hour nap after one of my classes today. Mm-hmm. I sleep a shit ton,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you sleep too much. I'm actually concerned.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. It's like Monday you had... No, Wednesday you had no classes, and you were asleep for at least more than 12 hours.
No, I slept at, like, 2 to 12. That's 10 hours.
It's like healthy. But then you took a nap, too.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I stayed up.
100%.
No, because I stayed up 100%. Until
2. No cap.
I stayed up till
no
2.
No cap, 100%.
I did not take a nap.
You took a nap.
I literally woke up at 12. Got ready because I had to meet Austin at 2. And then after I met Austin, I went to dinner with you and Adriana.
Okay.
This was last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I did not take a nap. Yeah. No cap. No cap.
Still, though, it's kind of like you did nap a lot.
I do nap a lot.
I am concerned.
That's okay.
As your husband.
Oh, what?
Hmm?
Nothing. Most likely to find new friends first.
I think we already said you, but I think we just met him at the same time.
Yeah. Even, like, if Riley were to find a new friend, I would meet him with him.
Mm-hmm.
The same with my theater friends, too. Like, you've met my theater friends.
We met them at the same... Well, you met them first, but we met the first friends we made here together.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because we've realized that we work really well as a package deal.
Especially in social
situations.
Because if we're alone, I'm
it's
so...
It's way harder to talk to people.
Yeah, I'm just, like, so scared that I'm not funny. But then, like, when I'm with you, I'm like, I don't care if I'm not funny. Riley will just be funny if I'm not funny.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And then we can, it's like, I view it as, you know, wait, what am I saying? It's like, you throw something up and then I shoot it. No, I don't shoot it down. But, you know, it's like in basketball, you know, because I'm a baller now.
Oh,
come in.
We got 3 people for the
but
podcast
it's like,
in our room right now.
You know how I pass you the ball and then you shoot.
Uh-huh. Or I pass you the ball and you shoot.
Uh-huh.
We just bounce
that's
off
how we
of
do
each
it.
Other.
Bounce off of each
We're
other.
We're like trampolines and our jokes are the people.
That makes sense.
High five. Anyways, what are the ones you said?
I said most likely to break something first.
And that was...
We forgot to talk about it in the second one, but I broke something the first bachelor night. It was like Caitlin was over and she just wanted to make some lemonade and a big cup, so I gave her my big mug. And then after she was done with it, she put it on top of the microwave. Anyway, so then I had ramen that night. So I put the ramen in the microwave, and as I was getting it out, I put my hand on the door, which tilted the whole microwave forward, which sent Jolo's AirPods flying first thing. Like, they both came out of the case in separate decorations. And then the mug fell right onto the ground and, like, shattered. I don't know.
I was scared my AirPods were broke.
Uh-huh. And I looked at Jolo, and he was like, I just can't believe that just happened.
It was I didn't know if you were going to be mad. So I was like, should I? You're all good, man. You just took it really chill.
Well, yeah, I was like, I can't freak out about it. Otherwise, it's just like, it's just a mug.
It's just a mug.
I mean, I made it 2 years ago, and it was a really big deal. It took me like 3 hours to make. But I mean,
it has a lot of meaning to my life.
But I ended up being the first one to break something when we said it would be you.
Yeah.
But it happened. Bitch. It happened the same way we talked about it, though. You were like, when I break something, I'm just going to look at you and hope you laugh and see what happens.
Oh, that's exactly
what happened.
That's
what I did. I looked at you, and I was just hoped you'd not be angry or upset. But you weren't.
I wasn't. I was scared you were going to be upset, even though you broke it.
Yeah. And then my other most likely two was the wear the other one's clothes. We haven't worn each other's clothes
yet. Not yet.
So we might have to update later. Because, I don't know, I kind of want him to wear my clothes first.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I'd wear your clothes. Maybe I'll wear them tomorrow.
I have some nice button-ups. I think that's what you'll borrow from me.
I'll probably borrow a sweater before a button-up, honestly.
I don't have that many good sweaters,
though. I have so many button-ups.
Do you want my red sweater?
I kind of like the red sweater.
Yeah, well, I figured you. Because I don't wear that one often. But yeah. Now I might, because I think I look cute in it now.
You do.
Cutie. But
sorry.
That was my most likely twos. We haven't worn each other's clothes yet, but I still think it's going to be me that's going to wear your clothes first.
Because I have a lot of oversized stuff.
So we'll give you our email again. We're wrapping up the podcast. Sorry if this one's going to be a short one. You know,
I just couldn't remember anything.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep diaries from now on. I'm thinking my idea is write, dear future Riley, at the end of the night, this is what you did today. We'll read those out at the beginning of the podcast so we can get to more talking points.
All right. And we'll also, like, if you guys really aren't enjoying, like, how our weeks have been going, we'll also throw in some, like, actual topics we can talk about.
We also
want
to do phone interviews eventually.
Yeah.
We're going to do one this week, but we need to think about people to call. So if you have any suggestions of who we should call, send us their number and their names on our, what?
I said call Chelsea and Danielle.
Yeah, but they're right here.
They live on our floor.
But yeah, so email again, rjdormroom@gmail.com. I will look at those now because the second episode states it as well, but I'll just keep looking at them.
Yeah. And then like we said, we have a bunch of topics we can actually talk about, like controversial stuff and like conspiracy theories.
I have a huge list.
So now that
we're doing Dear Future Riley and Dear Future Jolo,
it can be way faster.
It's gonna be smoother. We'll get past it.
And then we can start on different topics too. Mm-hmm. So, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks for being interested in my love life. I know it's not that super interesting,
but it'll get better. It'll be there. It'll get there. Riley, eventually one podcast will be like, guys, I have a girlfriend.
You said fourth week.
Did I say fourth week?
You said fourth week of the first one.
Fuck.
We're recording week three right now.
Shit. We gotta get you a girlfriend.
Wait, no. It would technically be week two in.
Yeah. I meant week
four
for the
podcast. Two more weeks. I only have 2 more weeks, Jolo.
True. I'll take 2 weeks. No, I have confidence in you.
No, it's good.
No, it's okay. Stop. You're going to get a girlfriend. Okay.
But yeah, wrap it up. rjdormroom@gmail.com. I've said that so many times, but hopefully you'll email us. So it's said so many times.
Or comment on the YouTube channel.
Follow Jolo on TikTok @JustJolo. And then follow me on Instagram @RileyWriggles. _Riggles. And then our YouTube is Romeo and Juliet's Dorm Room, if you want to watch it on YouTube. But I wouldn't imagine you doing that unless you're doing it right now.
True.
Either way, it's on YouTube. We're on Spotify. Not Apple Podcasts. We'll catch you in the next one. Deuces. This is Say So by Doja Cat. Bounce, 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 bounce
didn't even notice. Your punches got to rolling. You got to keep me focused. You wanna say so?